We're going to continue on now with a couple from the three Coens. Anat Cohen being the famous of the three, but this is her and her two brothers. We'll hear a couple from the album Family.
Thank you.
Was Lewis Hayes from a brand new release on the Smoke Jazz label. Albums recorded at the Smoke Jazz Club in New York City. And we heard the Sonny Rollins composition Without a Song. That one features Lewis Hayes on drums, Abraham Burton on tenor sax, David Bryan on piano, and Desron Douglas on bass. Fine sounding record. Before that, we heard two from the Three Coens, that is the Coen family. The name of the album is Family. And we heard two tracks from that album. First one was called Shuffle to Shuffle. And that was followed by Tiger Rag, which kind of had a almost like a klezmer sound combined with, you know, some of that ragtime music. So Tiger Rag. And that group is Anat Cohn on tenor sax and clarinet, and I really love her playing. Avishai Cohn on trumpet, and Yuval Cohn on soprano sax. Also on that is Aaron Goldberg on piano, Matt Penman on bass, and Gregory Hutchinson on drums. All right, time now 5:55 here on In the Groove. Let's just keep things going with some killing music from Kenny Garrett. Kenny Garrett from an album entitled Black Hope. And we heard Jackie and the Beanstalk. And I can only think that Jackie is for Jackie McLean, who was one of Kenny Garrett's mentors. Last night, Claire and I ventured down to New Haven to one of our favorite clubs down there, Firehouse 12, to see Linda O, a very fine bass player, leading her group. And her latest album is called Sun Pictures. And they featured mostly music from that album, as well as one from an earlier album, which I'm going to play as well. So we're going to hear a track entitled Blue Over Gold. Thank you. Rudy Royston, great drummer, great young drummer, from his first album entitled 303, a album and a track that was named after the area code of his hometown in Colorado, where he grew up, 303. Rudy Royston and his group is Rudy on drums, Sam Harris on piano, Yasushi Nakamura on bass, Mimi Jones also on bass, and John Arabagon on saxophone, and Nadja Nordhaus on trumpet, and Nair Felder on guitar. Great album released this year. Before that, we heard two from Linda O. One is from a previous album of hers entitled Initial Here, recorded back in 2012. We heard a track from that, titled Deeper Than Happy. Linda O on acoustic bass. No, I think she played electric bass on that one. Fabian Almazan on piano and Fender Rhodes. Rudy Royston on drums. Dana Stevens on tenor sax. And before that, we heard from her latest album entitled Sun Pictures, newly released album. And we heard a track called Blue Over Gold. We saw Linda O last night at Firehouse 12, and it was a great show. Really enjoyed it. Rudy Royston's drumming on it, really fine. All right, moving on. Time now is 6:26. A little more than a half hour here left to go here on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Last week, I played a track from a Joni Mitchell album. Didn't make it onto the podcast, but I played the track off of the vinyl record that I had. The name of the album is Mingus. And Mingus was recorded right before Charlie Mingus's death. It was recorded in 1978 and 79. And it was the final project that Charles Mingus worked on, really. The final is a last musical project before his death. And they collaborated on this, Charlie Mingus writing four of the musical compositions and Joni Mitchell writing the lyrics for it. We're going to hear a classic Charles Mingus track called Goodbye Pork Pie Hat with a little narration from Charlie Mingus before we start the music. So here goes.
I was lucky, man. God bless me, you know. I was blessed by God.
Street now black and white embracing out in the lunatic New York night. It's very unlikely we'll be driven out of town. Or be hung in a tree. That's unlikely. Tonight, these crowds are happy and loud. Children are up dancing in the streets. In the sticky middle of the night, summer serenade of taxi horns and fun arcades. We're right or wrong. Under neon, every feeling goes on. For you and me, the sidewalk is a history book and a circus. Dangerous clowns balancing dreadful and wonderful perceptions they have been handed day by day, generations on down.
Charlie Mingus, Big Band, a Grammy-winning album, I believe. The Mingus Big Band Live at Jazz Standard, released back in 2010. Yes, it was a Grammy Award winner for the Best Large Jazz Ensemble. We heard the track called Gunslinging Bird. Actually, this whole set you heard was Charlie Mingus inspired, but we'll go through all the tracks you heard on that set. As I said, the Mingus Big Band live at Jazz Standard. A large ensemble for sure, but worth mentioning some of these great players. Wayne Escoffrey and Abraham Burton on tenor sax. Vincent Herring on alto sax. Douglas Yates on alto sax. Lauren Sevian on baritone. Kumba Frank Lacey and Conrad Herwig on trombones, Earl McIntyre on bass trombone and tuba, Randy Brecker, along with Kenny Rampton and Earl Gardner on trumpets, David Kakoski on piano, Boris Kozlov on bass, and Jeff Tane Watts on drums. That is one great ensemble for sure. Mingus Big Band, live at Jazz Standard. We heard Gunslinging Bird. Before that, we heard from Charlie Mingus himself from the famed classic album, Mingus A-Hum. And we heard Bird Calls on that one. And that's John Handy on alto sax. Let's see, Booker Irvin on tenor sax. Shafi Hadi on, he sat out on that one. Willie Dennis on trombone. Horace Parlin on piano, and Charlie Mingus on bass, and Danny Richman on drums. Recorded back in 1959, one of the great jazz albums in the history of the genre. We start out that set with Joni Mitchell and her tribute to Charlie Mingus, recorded as one of Charlie Mingus's last musical projects. Charlie Mingus succumbing to Lou Gehrig's disease back in 1979. We heard Joni Mitchell playing Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. That one had Joni Mitchell on guitars and vocals, Jaco Pastorius on bass, Wayne Shorter on saxophone, Herbie Hancock on electric piano, Peter Erskine on drums, and Don Elias on congas. That is an all-star cast for sure. Really love that album. All right, we're getting to the close here of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I want to play one from...